Well, that's looking smashing. I mean, I actually prefer the away kit more than the home kit. I know a few people said that to me as well, but no, obviously having Adidas is a big deal for us, really, for not just for the ladies, but also for the men's club as well. And as I say, the kit's looking nice and slick, which is always a good thing. So nice and trim line, which I'm sure the girls will like.
Most important thing is to be back in the top division as well of the Women's Super League. The tail end of last season, you got the results just to avoid a shaky finale, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a kind of relegation battle last year, I suppose. Tough season, but say it's always going to be getting tougher, you know. Clubs are spending money and bringing players in. But, it makes the league exciting. I think that's the main thing, really, is increasing the kind of popularity of the women's game. And for me, personally, as a player, I can't wait to play against some of the best players in the world. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
And that's the difficulty. It's often going to be a case of fighting against the odds. We know that there are the rich top four clubs and then the lower four of you who are on different budgets. Doesn't mean the table's going to end that way, does it?
Well, no, definitely not. I mean, you look at the men's league now, the Premier League, Leicester, obviously winning top of the league. And, you know, they haven't got millions of pounds to spend. So, yeah, we're going to aim to be a Leicester, I think, this year and still be able to compete against the top teams, the likes of Arsenal and Man City. But, it doesn't put us off. In fact, being the underdogs is probably a good thing because there's no pressure on us then. So,
is it difficult during the winter when you see one or two key players leaving and being made offers elsewhere? You may have had offers yourself, who knows? But is it difficult when you think, well, we don't want everybody leaving the club, we want a strong squad again?
Obviously, yeah, it's difficult losing massive players, especially in the likes of Cass Carney, who was obviously our captain last season. That is a big loss, and there's no denying that. And we've had obviously other players go on as well, but they've gone on to what they might see as bigger and better things, and we can't stop them from doing that. But we've brought in some of our kids, and it's a massive opportunity for them. And by playing in the top league in women's football, it can only be a positive thing for them in terms of their development. So we're looking forward to the kids. They've got nothing to lose. They're young. They should be enthusiastic and full of energy. So we'll see how they impact on the team this year.
And they can see it as a route to further success, can't they? When you look at the number of players that have come through locally, through this Birmingham City side, and people hold Karen up as the beacon of it all. But for all of you who've had this journey, these young players can come up and shoot for the stars now.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a good academy set up, and the likes of Kaz and myself, Chelsea Weston, all kind of local players that have progressed well and gone on to represent England and played at a high level. So yeah, I think that's why we want to bring the youngsters in, because they are capable of playing at the top level. And until you expose players to that, then you never know how they're going to cope. But I've got faith in our youngsters this year, and as I say, we'll see what happens.
Were you tempted at all during the winter? Did anybody try and lure you away?
No one wants me. I'm not like Kaz Khan. I'm not a big name. Well, not just yet anyway. Hopefully I'll have a good season this year. And that's why I'm just here to enjoy myself and just keep bettering myself as a player. And the fact that we've gone professional this year and will help me do that as well. So.
And the game's changed so much since you started playing. You're still a young woman, but the point being that the thought of live TV for a women's Super League, that was a distant dream even 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been here since I was 10, so I've come through the whole setup and seen the club grow from probably when I was 16, really, when I joined the first team. And it's just amazing, really. It is. As you say, I'd never in a million years would have dreamed that one day we'd kind of be regularly playing on BT Sport, and now they're looking to obviously get it on the BBC more often. It's just massive for the women's game, and that's all that's happened in the last 5 years. So it'd be really interesting to see how the game's developed in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
And if we can get 1,000 plus regularly inside Solihull Moors for the games this season, that'd be a huge boost, wouldn't it?
Yeah, massively. I mean, we kind of averaged an attendance of about 600, 700 last year, so you'd definitely be looking to hit the 1,000 mark this year. And there's some initiatives in place that will be helping to hopefully do that and boost attendances. But, with the growing sort of expansion of women's football in the media, hopefully that'll show this season.